You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year again. And when everyone should be wearing green listening to the program tonight, our special St. Patrick's Day program. And we have two of our favorite people back in the Conducting Conversation studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter. We have Aoife Clancy is back. Yay!
Yay!
Hi, Aoife.
How are you?
Good. Glad to see you. Be back again after, believe it or not, we think it's been almost 2 years since we've had a show with you. Can't believe that time flies. And Eddie Dillon is here. Welcome back, Eddie.
Hello, Mike.
Nice to see you. Eddie is back again. We've had the privilege of having Eddie on a few more shows than Aoife, and because she has been traveling all over the world. Not that we don't like her, but she's been here, there, and everywhere. As a matter of fact, where have you been?
How much time have you got?
Well, just a little synopsis, if you will.
Well, the last trip I was on was last weekend. Omaha, Nebraska, everybody. Very exciting for one night. I was in Ireland in January, and we did a couple of concerts there for my father, a tribute concert to him, actually, with the family and cousins. It was lovely. Really, really nice.
For those of you that don't remember, just to bring you up to date, when Aoife said a tribute to her father, who is Bobby Clancy of the famous Clancy Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you missed that, if you've been living under a rock, of course, you wouldn't.
You would have to be.
Right, you have to be. But so that was back in January, the
tribute? It was in January, yeah. Great. That was great, yeah.
Great. And Eddie's, one of Eddie's claimed fame, other than being the beauty in the Beauty and the Beast, is that he played with the Clancy Brothers, right, Eddie?
Yeah, I toured with Aoife's dad and her Uncle Patty and her brother Finbar. We were the last version of the Clancy Brothers.
The last version. And so today we thought we would bring both Aoife and Eddie back. Easy for me to say. It's St. Patrick's Day. I've had that green beer, I think. And play some tunes to get you in the mood. And we're going to start with one of Eddie's, title of his CD, actually. Tell us about this one, Eddie.
It's called The Barber's Lament. And if you could see me right now, you'd see that I have some curly hair. When I was younger, I had a lot of curly hair. And I always thought, I felt kind of sorry for barbers whenever I went in to get my hair cut, because they'd look at them and go, oh my gosh, I have to do that. And so hence the Barber's Lament.
Barber's Lament. And it sounds like a typical St. Patrick's Day music, right?
I think it does.
It's, all right. Well, we'll let the audience be the judge.
We'll find out.
Thank you. Irish dancing mood. We've been dancing in the studio during Bobber's Lament, and it's quite an attraction. You should come down to the studio and watch sometime.
I know.
See Aoife dancing with the two of us. Anyway, Aoife has brought a new sample CD, I guess you might call it. It's called the Jammin' Divas. Now, one of you needs to tell me about this and how this happened.
That would be me.
All right.
Okay, the Jammin' Divas came together because Zana Camioni, who was, she used to book gigs at the Kinsale Inn. It's an Irish bar and restaurant in Mattapoisett. And long story short, she had a band booked from Australia. They pulled out at the last minute. So she pulled me aside one night and said, can you play or can you play with a couple of other people? I need to get a band in the back room where they've concerts like by next weekend.
And you didn't call me.
And I didn't call you. You did come to mind, but I don't think you were available at the time. You were probably off gallivanting in Australia or Beijing
like that,
or something like that. So because it had she had an Australian band originally, I thought, well, this wonderful singer I know from Australia originally, now living in New York, Kath Buckle is her name. I thought it would be good to do something with her because we had already spoken about getting together and doing some gigs. And Becky Chase, who's a wonderful blues singer from Rhode Island, Barrington, Rhode Island, happened to be playing at the Kinsale that night. And I also had been speaking to Becky about getting together. So I thought, you know, why don't the three of us get together, rehearse, come up with a name in the next 5 days and do the gig?
And you did.
And that's what happened.
And that's what happened. You put together a little sample CD, so we're going to get to hear a piece of that, right?
You are, yes.
This isn't a normal, well, I guess it's not a normal CD because only three songs on it, but it is available, right?
It is available at our gigs, yeah. And the Jammin' Divas is basically thejammindivas.com is the website for information and gigs and upcoming gigs. But anyway, the song that you're going to play is called The Deis Day, and it was written by my brother-in-law, who's from Wales. And but he has moved back to Ring, County Waterford, with my sister and my three beautiful nieces. And it's an area called the Deis, where my mother is from originally. It's an Irish-speaking area. So he based the song on that area because my grandmother has a pub there and there's a lot of Irish music and it's, you know, a lot of years of playing music. And also based it loosely on my father's story about going over to America to join his brothers to form the Clancy Brothers. So it's kind of... it's based on music in the Deis area in Ring, County Waterford, and my father going over to America and then coming back to Ring, the Deis, and playing music in the bar.
We'll give it a listen now.
Sometimes a young man, sometimes an old man, sometimes I'm both inside today. The breeze consoles me, the sea reminds me of all the words that came my way. The Deis day is long and easy. The Cymru sky is a darkening blue, and as we raise a parting glass,
with you.
hear an echo of a song. Alas, he going, a rover roving, a charter dreaming all night long. The day should take as long and easy.
Music provided by Aoife Clancy. And Aoife, we were talking off air about some of the things you've been doing and are going to do, and you have an event coming up you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, we have a fundraiser. Myself and Eddie are doing it, and a lot of other musicians, at the Kinsale Inn on April 1st. We're actually calling it a wellness celebration, and it's for our good friend Zana, and who I mentioned before is a lady who got the Jam and Divas kind of together. And she's had some medical issues, and because of it, has had some medical bills, which a lot of people have been through with the financial situation right now we're all going through. And so we're all getting together, a lot of the musicians who've played at the Kinsale and friends, and we're putting on a concert at the Kinsale Inn on April 1st. And it's from 3 o'clock till whenever, because it could go on for a few hours. Okay. And there's going to be food from 4 to 6, and we're selling tickets. And the Kinsale Inn is selling tickets as well. And I can give you the number.
That would be great.
The Kinsale Inn is 508-758-4923. Will I repeat it like they do on TV?
Sure.
508-758-4923. And Jess is the woman who's taking the reservations. Or also people can contact me, Aoife Clancy.
Through the website.
Through your website. Actually, through my website.
Which is?
Which is aoifeclancy.com.
Why don't you spell that for them?
It is A-O-I-F, as in Frank, E, Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y .com.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, the Clancy part's pretty easy, but the Aoife gets a little tricky sometimes.
I know.
And Eddie, this next tune up is off one of your CDs, and I think this was recorded about 15 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Back in the mid-90s,
Aoife and I, as many people know, have been playing off and on for, 20 years.
Yeah, when we're fighting, it's off, and then when we're friends, it's on again.
Yeah.
Right. So Aoife has been doing this since she was three.
But it's three, and me since I was 10.
Right.
So this is a good thing.
20.
But I was thinking now it would be fun to do something that we were both singing on. This is a tune which is also about the countryside, and it's actually written about a park in Hingham, Massachusetts, and it's called The Bird Sanctuary.
All right, we'll go out with Bird Sanctuary and then take a short break and be back with more of Aoife Clancy and Eddie Dillon.
Sit on parking benches, do the smoochie, smoochie, smoochie right now. goodbye. Got on top of a Greyhound bus and said, I'm gonna make that sucker fly. I said, I'm gonna make that sucker fly. Ooh, I'm going insane. We used to go to the bird sanctuary any time of year, except in February. By now, I'm going insane.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having our annual St. Patrick's Day celebration with Aoife Clancy and Eddie Dillon. I'm Mike Mano, and we're here to bring you everything good about Irish music, because between these two people, you're going to get most of it. And we also will play, we're going to play a cut a little later on from the Clancy Brothers. What album is that, Eddie, that was we talked about?
The Clancy Sing-Along Songs.
Clancy Sing-Along Song. All right.
Clancy's and Eddie Dillon.
We'll look forward to that a little bit later. But right now, we want to catch up with St. Patrick's Day. And Aoife, you're usually all over the place on St. Patrick's Day. You've been in here, there, and everywhere.
I am, but this year I'm all over the place before and after. And
but
the
not
day
on that actual
Paddy's,
day.
Yeah, I'm not doing a gig.
Well, dear, what a deal. So we can go and watch Eddie.
Yes, I think that would be good.
Because Eddie, for the first time in a long time, you're going to be local. You're going to be right here in Rhode Island.
That's right. Usually I go to Florida, but I'm not going this year. And I'm going to be in Pawtucket at the Ground Round from 3 to closing. It's going to be a long but fun day.
Wow. So choice of Miami or Pawtucket, and you chose Pawtucket.
I took Pawtucket, and I'm so optimistic. I'm actually bringing sunscreen with me.
There you go. It should be a nice day.
Well, we'll find out.
So the Ground Round right next to Route 95 in Pawtucket, right before the big curve there. It's next door to the Comfort Inn, I believe.
Right. It's exit 27.
Exit 27.
George
so
Street.
You want to be there at 3 o'clock and then plan to spend the whole night.
Yeah.
We should just stay at the Comfort Inn, I think.
We should get a room. we should have a party
room. We should get a room.
This could be a lot of fun.
A room. Well, that'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, there you go. And that will lead us to probably what I would consider anyway. I'm sure you have a different thought about this, but probably one of the more traditional Irish tunes that you have on your Bobber's recording, and that's Danny Boy, right?
Right. This is an instrumental version of Danny Boy, and I promise you, though, if you come to see me on St. Patrick's Day, I will actually sing it. But this is the instrumental version of Danny Boy.
Here we go. Thank you. you have Danny Boy, the traditional favorite, so to speak. Eddie, you have a new project coming up. You always have a new project, but you have some new songs you've put together?
Well, a lot of people know that Eve has recorded two of my songs, Love to Do Over and Midlife Crisis. But what a lot of people don't know is that she's also recorded a number of other songs that I wrote. So we're posting them on the arcalbums.com website, and they'll be out around the middle of April. And so I'm pretty excited about it because it's some haunting, beautiful songs and some funny stuff as well.
Excellent. That's ARK, A-R-K, albums.com.
Correct.
All right. You can go there and find that. And your other recordings are available there also?
Yes, they are. Yeah, right now there's about 50 songs, all original, that have been posted on my arcalbums.com.
Excellent. And speaking of songs, this next one has an interesting story, Aoife, and it's also the title of one of your CDs, right?
Soldier, Soldier?
Correct.
It's, no, it's not.
Isn't that, what's the title of the CD it's on?
Soldiers and Dreams.
Soldiers and Dreams. I'm sorry.
Soldier, Soldier is actually on the Clancy Legacy.
See how
CD.
Confused I am?
You see, that's my problem because it's just too many CDs to remember.
Too many CDs. Well, tell us about Soldier, Soldier.
Soldier, Soldier is an old traditional song that my father used to sing with his sister Peg Clancy in the 60s, early 60s. And when myself and Robbie were recording the Clancy Legacy CD, one of the things we wanted to do was get some of the old family songs and just revamp them and do a completely different version of them. And that's what we did with Soldier, Soldier.
All right. Well, listen to that now.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of the drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no boots to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of the drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put these on. Soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no shirt to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum. And she brought him a shirt of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put this on. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum? Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no coat to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a coat of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put this on. Sound of a drum. Oh, no, fair maid, I couldn't marry you because I have no pants to put on. So she ran to the shop as quick as she could run with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum. And she bought him a pair of the very, very best, saying, here, my good man, put these on. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me now with the hay, with the ho, with the sound of a drum? I have my own wife at home.
Aoife, I'm sure growing up in a, well, celebrity family, certainly actually during the 1950s, and the Clancy brothers were huge. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show. They were all over the place. They were one of America's favorite, you know, certainly Irish groups, and maybe groups of all kinds. And I know it didn't mean much to you when you were young, but I'm sure there were some interesting stories in the background.
Actually, there is the one story that stands out, and Eddie was there to witness this. We were down in Madison Square Gardens, and what year was that for the 25th anniversary, Bob Dylan's anniversary?
Actually, his 30th anniversary.
Oh, 30th,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
It was, I think, 1998.
Yeah. Myself and Eddie went down, and my sister Roisin, my father got us tickets, and we got backstage, and we met all these famous people, and we're just like, oh, my God, there's so-and-so, there's Stevie Wonder, there's whatever. Anyway, my father and Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones apparently hit it off. And my father was a very easygoing man. And long story short, anyway, he must have given Ron Wood his number at home in Ireland. And the phone rings one night and my brother answers and it's this English accent. And he comes on the phone. Here's my father going, oh, I'd love to go, but I promised the guy out the road in Guinan's, it's a nice little Irish session tonight. And I promised him we'd go up and sing a few songs. So maybe another time. So my brother's curious. He's like, who is this guy on the phone he's talking to? So he said, Daddy, who is that? And he said, that's some fella from a group called, what are they called, the Stones? And what did he want? He wanted us to come up, you know, they're doing a concert. And what did you tell him? He said, I told him we couldn't. We had a session going on tonight out in Guinan's.
So there you go, right?
So that was that sums my father up, doesn't it, Eddie? Perfectly.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are. If he'd made a promise to see the local guy in the pub in the session, that was what we were doing, you know. That was him to a T. So.
Great story, great story. I can just envisioning that happen with the kids going, you what? You what?
I know. He never forgave him for that.
Love to Do Over is our next song before we take a break. Tell us about that.
Eddie?
Aoife?
Eddie?
Well, I said earlier that Aoife has recorded a number of my songs, and this was actually the second song that she recorded, and it's, in a word, spectacular.
Wow.
Wow.
I guess we'll leave it at that. You listen to that, and then we'll be back shortly thereafter.
It's a lesson for food. They don't teach you life in a classroom in school. Just wait one more day before you walk away. You may spend your whole life wishing somehow you stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute with you. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. When you wake in your bed, you hold her so tight. Let her know how you feel and do what is right. You'll regret are more easy to say than darling, I love you, I always will stay. If I had your love to do over, I would spend it. If I had your love to do over, I would spend every minute. Your heart, I would win it. Your life, I'd be in it again. But I'm just a beggar for you, with my heart held open, it's true.
Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Maino, and sitting with Aoife Clancy and Eddie Dillon, having a wonderful time talking about music they've recorded over the years and where they've been and where they're going. As a matter of fact, Aoife, we mentioned earlier in the program that you have the actual night of St. Patrick's Day off, but you will be playing the night before, not too far away, in Rockland, Massachusetts.
Rockland, Massachusetts, yeah, I'll be doing a gig with the Clancy Legacy, myself, Robbie O'Connell, a bass player from Nantucket by the name of Eric Wendelkin, and a fiddle player by the name of George Keith. And the theatre, off the top of my head, I'm not even going to say it because I might get it wrong, but just
go to the website,
aoifeclancy.com, and it's all up there. And other gigs that I'm playing in March that I can't remember the exact details of, but all the information is up there.
You're in lots of places, but go to the website. But if you're looking for the Clancy Legacy, that's going to be March 16th in Rockland, Massachusetts. So that'll be something to look forward to. So the whole deal would be you make a trip, you make a weekend out of it. You start off on Friday night in Rockland, and then, you know, Saturday we
follow
catch up with Eddie.
Follow us to Pawtucket on Saturday.
Right. Pawtucket on Saturday.
Pawtucket on Saturday. Sounds like an old song. But we've had a wonderful time listening to a lot of music. We've got two more tunes to go, and this one might take a little explanation, I guess. It's called Across the Blue is the actual name.
Across the Blue Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a song that was suggested by another Aoife O'Donovan, who is a wonderful singer from Boston. She's Brian O'Donovan's daughter, and she's in a group called Crooked Still. And when I was recording the CD, I wanted a song like a cappella number, and Aoife suggested this one with nice harmonies. So it's just the three vocalists, myself, Aoife O'Donovan, and another wonderful vocalist from North Carolina by the name of Julie Glaub. And we just came in and just did vocals with harmonies and no instruments.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. My kind of music. We'll try to get as much of this in as possible. We're running a little bit short on time, but we'll listen to as much as possible.
One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. tavern, and we'll drink when we're dry. Across the blue mountains goes my Katie and I. Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she then, crying, "Daughter, oh dear daughter, he is a married man. Besides their young men plenty more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. But mother, oh mother, he's a man of my own heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing for me and my love to part? I'd envy every woman whoever I did see, who crossed the blue mountains to the Allegheny. They rode before daybreak on a dapple and a roan, past tall shivering pines where mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. One morning in May, I overheard a married man to a young girl say, "Go dress you a pretty Katie and come across the blue mountains to the Allegheny."
We've been talking to Aoife and Eddie about some of the places they're going to be playing, but I'm very happy to say that as far as we know, Aoife and Eddie will be joining myself on Block Island this summer.
Yay!
For the Block Island Music Festival. It's going to take place on July 28th. If you'd like more information about that, you can check out, we'll get it on all of our websites. But July 28th on Block Island, we've had a music festival. This is, I think, about our 40-something year. 48th year. I'm getting old now.
Wow.
And so that's how long I've been running this thing. Thanks, Eddie. But we'll give you more information about that down the road. Maybe we can all come back and do a generic show about that.
Right? How fun.
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
All right. But right now we want to just kind of recap some of the things. first of all, the benefit concert, Aoife, that's going to be at the Inn
the
in Mattapoisett.
The King's Sale Inn on Water Street in Mattapoisett, Massachusetts. And it's at 3 o'clock, and it's a benefit for Zana called a wellness celebration. And tickets are $15. And the number to call is 508-758-4923.
That's on April 1st.
April 1st.
April 1st. Okay, yeah. Great. And then, Eddie, we're going to find you on St. Patrick's Day in Pawtucket.
On the 17th in Pawtucket at the Ground Round.
The Ground Round, right next to Route 95. Very easy to get to. Stop in, say hi to Eddie, and he'll give you an autographed picture of himself if you
he
ask nicely.
He loves to do that.
He loves to do that, yeah.
I've been practicing my signature.
And I guess if we're going to close this show, we got to close it with something very Irish and very, what to me anyway, traditional kind of song. Tell us what you've chosen for us, Eddie.
Well, this is from the Clancy Sing-Along Songs, which is a CD that Aoife's dad and her brother and I put out, oh gosh, back in the mid-90s. And I wanted to close it because this was the way we would close the Clancy Brothers show. Patty Clancy would look at the audience and say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this next song is a song that on St. Patrick's Day is sung worldwide at thousands and thousands of pubs everywhere. Why don't you join us?
And then you played the song?
And then we went for it.
Yeah. And everybody joined.
Yep.
Well, Aoife, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Likewise.
And Eddie, thank you.
And happy St. Pat's.
Happy St. Pat's to everyone. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
And it's no late never. No late never, no more. But I played a wild rover. Well, never, no more. I've been a wild rover for many a year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more. Will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more.
I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent. And I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit and she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day.
And there's no nay never. No nay never no more. Will I play the wild rover? No never.
I took from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskies and wines of the best, and the words that I said she were only in jest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. But I play. Confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they'll caress me as oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play.
Never no more will I play the wild rover.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.